the fact that he came out there and practiced well. You know, a lot of guys, the stage might be too big for him, but he came in, stepped right in with the ones, and he produced. And that's what is amazing to me, the fact that he was prepared, that he was urgent, and he had a great day.
He was a great addition to our depth. He's got a big upside. He's a tough guy as well. He's got good hands. Tore it up in that bowl game versus USC, but he also played well throughout the year. But nice 2-year career as a starter there. You know, he's got an upside. He's going to compete for, you know, a role. Touchdown!
It's just, you know, just being out here with the team, you know, recognizing that, you know, I am living out my dream of playing, you know, in the NFL, and with a great organization like the Bucs, you know, it's something that I can only dream about. Midway through the first practice, you know, on rookie camp, I like, you know, looked up at the building, looked at the logo and stuff, and I was like, you know, I really made it, you know, and then my mind kind of switched from that to, all right, let's work.
Offensively, Godwin definitely stood out. Adam Humphries, since we've been out here, has been Godwin and Adam. I mean, those two guys have been making plays every day. Real happy with what Chris is doing.
Man, Chris Godwin is amazing. He's an amazing young talent. I know he's going to be a great player for us, and he's going to do his job.
Honestly, I have absolutely no idea how I'm going to feel, you know, walking out in the tunnel. You know, I try to take things one day at a time just so I'm not getting, you know, too excited about one thing or, you know, put too much pressure on one moment. But I think whenever I walk out, I'm going to take a moment to really take everything in and enjoy it.